Less than a minute to play. Cassidy in no hurry at all here from the Laker 25-yard line. Earl rolls to his left to pass. He has to go back to the right and connects with number three, Nick Perry. And
ball's on the ground.
And he is with the complete pass as our mics are getting taken out on the field there. And we have a flag in the backfield altogether. All right, let's take you through this one. Complete pass down to the 21-yard line would be a 4-yard gain to number three, Nick Perry. On the tackle, the ball went out of bounds, a fumble. Now Terrence Dube is holding his hand, and he is hurt. And he is more likely going to have to come out of this game, and it's an inadvertent flag, so don't worry about that. 45 seconds left on the clock here in the second quarter. Cassidy with the ball, facing a third down and four to go from the 5 to go from the 21-yard line. Talk about chaos in one play.
Number 11, Brennan Wisner on the coverage, forced the fumble that went out of bounds.
And it's going to be passing to his left. Earl lets this one fly, and it's caught by number 10 for Cass City, Jack Stern. And he runs to the far sideline, gets the first down at the 15-yard line, first and 10 for Cass City. And the clock stopped at 37 seconds.
Tackler there, number 57, Taylor Fall.
New set of downs for Cass City, trying to poke this one in before halftime. And now we have a timeout called by Cass City with 35 seconds left before halftime. Lakers leads 8-6 Cass City at Lakers 15-yard line. The WLAW Sports Network.
It's Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon. Tuesday night, head south of the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night with most Mexican items under $6. Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Night with entrees to tantalize the most discriminating palate. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep, the all-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with a salad bar, all for just $8.95. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $7.95. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
Everybody get up. Everybody get up.
Cass City with 10 plays on this drive already. Facing a first and 10 for them from the Laker 15-yard line with 35 seconds left. They call this last time out here. This drive started at the 20-yard line of Cass City's own territory with 3:56 left on the clock after a Laker touchdown made it 8-6. Now they're at Lakers 15-yard line. Moving the ball as well as a personal foul against the Lakers, moved the ball 15 yards deeper into Laker territory. And we have a wing to the right, two men in the backfield to the left. And Earl rolling to his left to pass, and the pocket breaks, and he lets this one fly down to the end zone, and it's nearly picked off. The pass was intended to Sawyer Cuthrell. It was not going to him in double coverage instead. Brennan Wisner, the man who does it all. Dave, he even does windows. With 30 seconds left in the first half, incomplete. Good coverage by the Lakers secondary.
Rumor has it even sells peanuts at halftime, Clark.
He might even paint your porch on the weekend. Second 10 now for Cassidy. Merla rolling to his right. He's going to keep this one for himself, and he's going to be brought down the backfield for the sack by number three. Evan Shemka brought him down for the sack of the 22-yard line. A loss of 7 yards and the final timeout called by Cassidy with 21 seconds left in this first half. Lakers leading 8-6. Laker defense stepping it up when it needs the most.
Well, Lakers having trouble in pass coverage decided that Mason Earl is this good in the pocket that they aren't going to be able to sit back in their zone and let him pick them apart. So they've just simply gone to heavy blitzes and forcing him to move around. Now, the first time he did beat him with his feet, but this time nowhere to go. Too many Laker defenders all over him.
Cass City with 59 yards rushing the ball off of 17 plays. 8 plays passing the ball for 93 yards for 25 plays overall in offense for 152 yards. Only 2 penalties for 25 yards in offense. Right now, though, they're facing a third down, 17 to go, with 21 seconds left. Obviously, 4 down territory here. I would put some faith into Sam Boots for the field goal. However, they're going into the wind, a little bit of a crosswind. straight south wind here, but the field going northeast to southeast, or southeast to northeast, or southwest to northeast. Depends on what direction you're going. It's weird how that works.
Absolutely weird.
Working off the right hash is Kansas City at the Laker 22-yard line, 21 seconds left. Receiver wide each way. Erla in the shotgun, rolling to his left to pass. Lets this one fly. This one was underthrown at the 13-yard line to number 85, Parker Hare, the junior tight end. This one falls incomplete. Not a chance there. Now fourth and 17. And Lakers needs one more stop here to get into the halftime with a two-point lead, 8-6.
And Terrence Dubes in coverage there did a nice job. But as you can see, Clark, he's holding that arm, elbow area, and he's been holding it since you pointed out that play just a few, just a few plays ago.
He's holding it as if it's in a sling, his right arm. Erla on fourth down, looking to pass to the end zone, lets this one fly. It's overthrown, incomplete, intended to Cuthrell, overthrown by 6-7 yards. In coverage there was Brennan Wisner, and it's a turnover of downs for Kansas City, giving the ball back to Lakers at the Laker 22-yard line with 11 seconds left in the first half, and Lakers steps up on defense when it means the most.
Yeah, big-time defensive stand here. Should just be a kneeling play for Lakers. Head to halftime, be happy with your lead, and you know what is going to happen next. Probably a little chewing on all them unnecessary penalties that Lakers has accumulated so far in his first half.
58 yards on that drive, covering 3 minutes and 45 seconds, resulted in a turnover of downs. Now 11 seconds left here as Lakers coming out in the kneel formation, and that will take us to halftime. Lakers leading 8-6, and a defensive battle. Both teams with a turnover of downs. Defense is coming up big. And we have reached halftime of the WLW Sports Game of the Week. Lakers 8, Kansas City 6. When we return, we'll break down that first half for you on your halftime show of WLEW Sports.
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron Counties.
And this is Tanya Obersky, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big, national, impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Obersky or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular but need to add a phone to your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanya Obersky, at 989-553-5282.
If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
For your best deal. Call us and make an appointment today.
Do you remember last winter and your incredibly costly heating bill? This winter is predicted to be the same or even worse. Hi, this is Matt Reaver. Block your high energy bill and score with a water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your own backyard to save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Right now, save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. See how much you can save by switching to geothermal. Visit waterfurnace.com/switch to try your free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix